Want to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom. Want to thank Rabbi Yosef and Torah Anytime and Shabbos Kocha Pratis and Kol HaLoshen. And I want to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for everything, for creating vodka and Pigzach. I hold that that's not, I want, we desperately need, hey, how you doing? Pleasure to see you. They come from all over the world to see me. The gentleman came all the way from Monroe. He wants you to taste some liquid of vodka. I'm joking. Give him some vodka. Whoever drinks my vodka here, Muftachlai, my vodka will pile Yeshua's. A bottle of vodka. Ah. In Russia, I don't know, some people can't afford chalent. I mean, they don't need chalent. They have hot, they have warm vodka to warm up with vodka. Amen. 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 Ah. Rabbi Shalom was so nice. You know what a shackle can do? One bracha, one shackle, without kavanah. I'm not the with kavanah, forget it. Talk about without kavanah. A shakel without kavanah. It was worth coming down for 120 years to make one shakel without kavanah. Oh, it's kedai. From Monroe, yeah. We get the best people. That's right. Amen, amen. Kav mama shak. L'chaim. Shakel bora l'chmeidai. A lot of those. Amen. A lot of simchas coming up. Got a lot of maifsim going on. Guy sitting right here. The last time he was here, he's 2 months after your bracha, boom, he's 26. A chassan. He was to help. Now, I want to tell you a maifsim. Reb Shlomkele, the Baba Bereva. I have a friend of mine, Baal Tshuva. He liked Chassidus from day one. He fit in great. He's like a real Hamish guy, Baal Tshuva, but he fits in. And he was the Bababas were Makarvan, became a Bababa. And he put on a beard. Kids, his parents got a hold of him. No more beard. Forget it. So the next time he came to the Tish, and he stands there on a Goliath. Nabuchi looked like a Litvik. Terrible, I'm joking. He didn't have a beard. And it was embarrassing, you know. That he never said in front of everybody. He knew he couldn't. It wasn't his fault. Dei bucha hot no chabud. Dei bucha hot no chabud. You hear that? Isn't that beautiful? Passes for him. Reb Shlomkele was sweet. Forget it. I was once there at Matzah Shabbos, the way he said, Gitvach, 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 remember? And when he gave out the Shirayim, he used to look, a row of people on, on his, when he gave out his challah, it's just, he cut the big challah and then he gave them out. The host chain, the way he made sure you have, he was, these holy Jews, not shy. Anyway. Dei Buchot Nachabud. So many people suffering because they don't believe in Dei Buchot Nachabud. You try. That doesn't mean nothing, huh? You wanted. It didn't work. So what? Dei Buchot Nachabud. I wasn't Zeicha. I wanted to get to a big, high Adla Yoda this year. I wasn't Zeicha with the Ganze Knack. So that's my... Before Yom Narayim, that's where it gets me nervous. Yatz Yapur. You know, in my island, we say Manishtana on Purim. Manishtana. We do this all the time. What do you mean? Purim? We're always a little bit Adla Yada Dik, though. Everybody's. Yeah, this is Givaldi. I want the Yelda to see me. Yeah, Rash Gabag, yeah. Everybody take a look. That's me. This is one of my shlachmanas. Here's another one. All they sent me is vodkas. They know me. They know it. So Not a vodka. No. Oh, Mandel, vodka. We have the other one, the kiss over there. Where's the kiss? It might be upstairs. Good. We got vodka's good. I know it. Anyway, this person wrote, Rashke Bahag. He wrote on me. Okay, I'm very happy to hear. And there's a picture of me. And then he wrote like this. Don't believe any of those good stuff we hear about the Rebbe. He's way better than all that stuff. Yeah, Geshmak. And I'm not Chaylik. I'm going to be Barba Machlik as be Yisrael. He holds I'm a great guy. I'm asking him. What's this? So I told this to somebody today. Somebody told me something about myself. Like anybody. Oh, you're this or that. You know, like, you know, oh, this guy's a tzaddik. And this. You know, people talk like that. You know what I told him? When I hear a compliment, I take that very serious. I don't know, you meant it, you didn't. I'm not get involved. He's joking. Not me. Shina b'daberes b'tel g'reinai. When I hear a compliment, this is serious. Stop. Very, oh, he said that. Ah, that's the shot. When I hear a criticism or a subtle criticism, goes over my head. Oh, what? Oh, he was in a bad mood yesterday. Criticism. What is the man? He didn't mean me. He was in a bad mood. It's fine. I don't get criticism goes over. He didn't. Nothing happened. When a compliment happens, then I'm serious. Oh, now this man understands. Good gezak. Or if he meant it or not, megagolin chusai dezakai. He was zeicha to say the truth. You have to be a truthful person. You have to face the truth. You have to be in reality. You can't live in, you know. Now, what does the Velt do? You know what the Velt does? What does everybody do when they hear a compliment? Yeah. Oh, you're kidding around again. You know, it's a let's. You're making letzonis on me. You're calling me a good guy. When there's a suffic criticism, he told you a vault, he didn't even mean you. Oh, now I know what you really think of me. Now I can get even more depressed. If I wasn't enough depressed before you came around. Now I have a better excuse to get depressed. That's the way people are. Come on, isn't that the way it goes? You hit a slight, Rabban Segal once told me, watch out with criticism. Mentions that in height, Ragish, you know what that means? Sensitive. Careful, everybody's Ragish. Don't mess around. Don't ever make us a Gesh and told me ever, criticism. Compliments. Some people, don't tell me compliments. I can't stand that. All right, give you some criticism. You insist. Somebody asked me about one of these things. You really want criticism? Okay. Anyway, so, Malcha, how does the Megillah end off saying that Derva Shalom L'chol Zarei, he was so good to everybody? But just before it, the Megillah says that Mikta Sanhedrin decided, you know, you're not in learning. You're not one of the real, you know, briskers. You're not, you didn't quite, Mordechai, you know, an askin. I want you to know, I don't ask how many askonim. I knew that they all made fun of him. He's not a learning. You know, he's an askin. He's a tzaddik yehadar. Big names. Without them, it wouldn't be nothing. And people used to make fun of him. He's not a learning. Right? Early Yisrael Mamish, some of them. And so Mordechai got it too also. Like, an askin, you know. So I'm wondering, why does the Megillah have to end off with that stuff? Isn't that nice? Is that nice to say about Mordechai Tzadik? Sanhedrin were against him. It's so good. Because he's Haltish by Lenin. I'll tell you why. Because the next pasuk says that he did favors for everybody and he was muscle for Klai, so he gave his life for them, everything. To show you, he didn't need everybody has to hold from me. I'm here. I like to be a giver. Don't give me a cover. You like me, you don't like me. I continue. Haman! one person doesn't like me, how's I send it in shoveling? Forget it. I'm not getting involved. You guys don't hold for me. I'm not going to do anything for you. You don't hold for me. Get lost. It's over. That's the contrast. Moshe keeps going. You like me, you don't like me. So he doesn't like me. Anyway, a younger man, a tachshit shein kamayu, a major ben Torah, comes over to me. He's got a history. It's not so pleasant. And he is a big ben Torah, but the history, he's got his history. And it affects him. It affects this all over the place. He comes home after packing away a Seder. The man's a Rosh Chabad. He's a Knack. He's one of the biggest. He's a Rosh Yeshiva. He's from the big ones. Big in learning, heavy, hovers and learning, Yun Balila. He knows everything. They stand online to speak and learning with him. He's a Knack. But when he comes home, he's like one of those. You know? And his wife and his kids, Tati came home. Oh, yeah. They harbor all day long. Nobody comes on. That's what he is. Until he got a hold of Mandel. Mandel says, Musha! Musa? Musa! Shar B'tochen Musa. The guy learns an hour plus every single day B'tochen. As he learns, he gets happier and happier as it goes. It's a process, you know. As soon as you open it up, you don't automatically become it. You sit through the hour. He comes home. It's not Shar. He comes home, his wife is a new person, his kids. Tati's listed. Now, the guy came over to me. Toyra Matiola. This isn't an Amoritz. This person, the world needs his learning. Give away an hour. This guy packs away. He's a big time. He's an up and coming. So you chop away an hour of his learning. What'd you do to the guy? So he asked me, Toyra Matiola. I says, I'm not getting involved. It's your decision. You decide what's Ratzon Hashem. Your decision. What do you think? You can keep being the grouch, finish Shasa another few times, and kill another few. One. Pretty soon you'll have issues with Beryl. Well, your son is not really doing well. Why? Well, something's not his wife. And she's going to start having issues, and the Shalom Bayis is going to be... Because the guy don't smile, he's not. So, but you get Davlanin, no, Nate, hate it. Davlanin, what's with you? No, I'm sorry. Don't play games over here. Davlanin, I hope you close the doors. The lake doesn't hear what I'm going to say. I don't want to get in trouble with these Litvakis, these diehards. You know, boom, Davlanin. Anyway, so I says, maybe you go that way. I'm not telling you not to. It's your decision. That's what's happening. Am I right? I mean, this is just the beginning. A sour face here and there. You know, as time goes on, it mushrooms, you know. A father that don't know how to joke around a little bit, be human, you know, and belch a little bit, and drink a bissel vodka. Yeah? So don't. I don't know if Reb Chaim needed to drink vodka. Maybe you like Reb Chaim, but this is the matzah. So you can continue doing it. I have no objection. You decide. What's Ratzon Hashem? What does the Eibishter want? You having a decision to make over here? I know a guy who was getting sick because of he was getting physically ill. And I don't like to sound too... I'm going to talk about tshuva soon because I am basically a serious guy, even though some people are beginning to wonder, are you serious at all? Are you serious? You're not serious. Do you want to hear something? You're not going to believe it. I don't want to say it, but Rabban. Somebody in the category of Ramesha, Biakiv, Rabaron, I just don't want to say it in public. I spoke to one of his close Talmidim. What did he look like in El? You know what he told me?
He wasn't a serious type of person. Did you hear that? He wasn't serious. Look, Reb Nosson. Was he serious? He wasn't. Reb Nosson was a malach, but you know, you could be an Oved Hashem without being an official serious guy. You know that Dar Sameach, I heard he was like, yeah, easy. Dar Sameach! He was easy. I heard this from Shlomo Brevda, said it was Shem. I forgot who it was. Shem Rebaran, I think it was. Dar Sameach was a shaf. They say, yes, Nishkeven, that's what I heard. You'll ought to be relaxed. What? No, Malamens. And Reb Chaim, Elon and Gardler, Reb Chaim Kanevsky. How many pictures do you have him with Yanka Miller together? They're all over the place. No? And Reb Chaim rolled. Reb Chaim was from out there. The Stipler was different. The Stipler was different. But to who? Reb Chaim. Games with the kids. Mutalach. Now, I told the guy who was getting sick physically, and he was an intense guy, Tzadik Yisayid Olam. He said, Oyvid Hashem, I made him half an Oyvid. I took away. I says, and his body acted up. You know, ulcers, you ever hear that? You want to have migraines, Rahman Ulsam, whatever. He was getting them every day, there was something else popping up. I says, I'm not telling you what to do, but you want to keep getting that stuff and be a ungeschenked the guy? He did a lot of great Zach and the entire and Chesed. Chesed also, ooh, he was a knack. He had a tour for everybody, and they loved him, and he was a hit, and they ate out of his hands, and he was, oh, what happened? Oh, you were just at the doctor's again. Oh. What happened this time? Well, the doctor says, I have a condition. Oh, okay. I see you. Well, you're an intensive Eved Hashem. He's Maisa Nefesh. You go, you want to be Maisa Nefesh? Be Maisa Nefesh. You know what I told this guy? I says, you want to take my advice? Du musst sein abyssal chilled. So I'm entschuldigen. Since he listened to me, he's a new person. I know somebody here in Lakewood who speaks 9 times a week in different places. He's probably the number one most sought after speaker in God's Lakewood. Second. What? Second. What's that? Second after me. I'm Gorgivaldi. So I don't even dream. You know, that's already, I'm a sugma for the Atzmai. So this guy, he is a takshit. They love him everywhere. He was in the emergency room. They love him everywhere. I love him too. You got to meet him. He's something else. He was in the emergency room. You want to be in the emergency room? Because they love him. So do some more stuff. They'll love you more. The Vaila, how much longer are you going to be around, Babala? Salamaisa. You got to cut down. Good luck. You're not doing it. It's not Rotzen Hashem. You hear that? Rotzen Hashem is happy people. Anyway. Now, I have I hope the Olam will be able to handle this. I made a Nitzshayach. Okay, B'nei Bonov shel Haman lamdu Torah b'Bnei Brak. What's going on? Well, how did that happen? Haman! A chutzpah. Yemach Shemai v'zichrei. It's a big tumult, by the way. There's a sefer on that stuff. Someone wrote a whole... What happened? How did that happen? Whatever. But he bought him shel Haman lamdu Torah b'Bnei Brak. That's the end of the Purim story. I'll tell you something. I'll try to be Makatsa save quickly. You know that the Nesiva says that the Suda's Purim is the reason why we have a party on Purim is to commemorate the sin of Nenu Misudas Achashverus. You know what they did, Nenu Misudas Achashverus? You know Vashti, what she made special for the ladies. They wanted to be marshalos. They knew we get that God against them. we're going to be machshel those Jews. They tried all the, they had shtick, yesh oimrim, they had kosher stuff. And they even had the old music, the good kind of music, just to get us in there. As long as it's Sudas Achashverosh, we'll finish them off. There's a big machlokes, what happened there. Either a treif, or kosher, or a type of treif, gili harayish, food, all the, but it was enough that they were chayiv misa. Shenanim Sudas Achashverosh was very bad news. That treifa party that those Jews had, you know that goyim, you know why Sudas, by the way, it's interesting. A baseball game, you know, I had this shaila. I went to a paisik. A bacha has to take the girl somewhere. Are you allowed to go to a circus? I said I'm not allowed to. I wasn't gerus that whole stuff. To the theater, a circus? You're not allowed to do that stuff. Kratriyois shel akum. Kratriyois shel akum. It's mefurish asa. You're not allowed to go to a game together, sit together, and drink Pepsi tzama mitashegetz while you're at a chmeis. I don't know, I'm not getting it. I once had the shayla, I went to a paisik, and I said, something tells me I can't do that. And he said, du bist gerecht. It was a very big paisik, one in Stamford, the biggest. He said, you're 100% right, also to go. Now that's what happened in Mitzrayim. The reason why they fell in with the Egyptians was because they were doing that stuff. Having a good time with the goyim, oh no good. And the reason why, Nanum Besud Zachashverus, same thing. Sintasan, you have that type of fun, and you're looking for trouble. Anyway, so that treifa suda, we're making a party in commemoration of that treifa suda. That's why we have Sudas Purim, according to Nesivos. The Sudas Purim is sweet memories of that treifa party. That, what do you mean? It's a chait. It turned into a mitzvah. I heard from Yitzchak Kain, big makubal. When you do an aveir, you create a malach. The malach's going to kill you. You made him a katrik. He's going to destroy you. He's alive and well. You're having trouble tomorrow, yesterday. It's the malach. There's probably plenty of them all over the place. You know how many of that type is around? I don't want to depress everybody. I want to hear from the skull, Yereba, what's going on with those malachim. You know how many of the teifa malachim? You don't see them. They're everywhere. It says that they used to fight cats and dogs. There's two types. There's the happy ones and sad ones. Leela is, she's the leader of all the Setra Achradic armies. And there's two types. The happy Averis, the sad Averis. And they fight tooth and nail. I heard this skull year ever. The reason why Tfilis are heard because they're always fighting. And when you daven, the tefillah goes between the cracks of their fighting because there's a lot of movement going on. So that's how your tefillah gets to the Kisei HaKavod, and that's why you're able to get a tefillah through. When the Churban Beis HaMikdash took place, they made peace. They were so happy, all these Ben Malachim, they made peace. And as soon as they made peace, it became solid. The atmosphere is solid with the garbage can, with all those chevra. And that's why, I heard it from the Rebbe himself, you want to daven today, you got to daven harder than you used to, because the crack through those guys is much harder. So that's what's going on. You're making bed malachim. Now listen, when you do tshuva, that malach is there to kill you. Every aveir you did, you made a malach, and his job is to destroy you. You meet him ifti and ifta. Is everybody going to sleep tonight? When I say these things in class, I have to send out a couple of kids. This is not for you. Some kids start crying. Now you call them up. It's not for you. You're a tzaddik. Don't be afraid. But anyway, kids. Yeah. As soon as you do tshuva, that same vicious, angry malach that you created turns colors. He turns from black to white. He becomes your best friend. The same bum becomes the sweetest, nicest creature in the world. And he'll do anything for you. Because b'makim shebali tshuva eindin, ein tzadikim gemurim mechaylam lamay. all your enemies became your friends. You know that if you're in the process of doing tshuva, if you only came here, you're already one of those. You have no idea. All those people struggling, and Avodas Hashem, I keep hearing this from the biggest people in the world, as hard as it is for people to understand. You ever see a guy that never looked at things? He never speaks Lashon Hara. He never gets angry. You want to know, you ever see those guys? Then you have a guy, I spoke, oh, I have to do tshuva. And he does tshuva, and for a couple of minutes, he calms down. Then the next day, he's doing it all over again. He's going back and forth. Who's bigger? I heard this from 10 people already. Every one of them, per echad. The guy who's struggling is way bigger. The guy who's struggling with Lashon Hara, with Kas, with Kedusha, with little Taira. The guys who are struggling are way ahead of everybody else. You can't compare. I heard this again and again. It's so hard to believe. We all want to be the perfect guy that doesn't have these issues. They are the greatest people in the world. They are the frontliners that are fighting. Them, all these other guys are living off their hard work because they don't have to work. Melchama, I heard Dom Segel. Melchama Hashem Amalek. You have to be a fighter, or you, just as long as you're fighting. And even if I want you to know. You know who's getting the most chara in the world? I'm going to tell you this. I take achrayus. Nero gets more chara than anybody. All those guys that don't have kaisas to fight. And they said, I'm not even fighting. I just out of the kaisas. You know I have to work on myself, but I'm too disorganized. Those guys are way ahead of everyone else. Do you know that there is a Gemara in Chagiga? That's three people Hashem cries. Mishi Efshaloi Lasi Batari Vaini Yosik. Parnasam is Gael Atiba. Mishi Efshaloi Lasi Batari Vaisik. He can't learn it. He's learning. What does that mean? It means it's not real. He's trying, hey, half the times he's late. He's not. That guy, the Abishta, cries. Why is he crying for him for? Because the schar he gets, the Mepharshim say, is so great that he can't really learn, and he's trying, and he feels uncomfortable, and it's not going, is so great that Eibishter cries tears of simcha. Imagine how lucky the guy that's having a hard time. Now, years ago, when I used to speak about the good guy and the bad guy and the Nebuch, I used to always end up saying, please, if everything's going good for you, don't look for trouble. Don't be, because I'm always building up the Nebuchs. Right? So please don't join that club. You know, don't look for trouble. If you're doing fine, so leave it. I stopped saying that. You know why? Because whoever I meet, you too, you're a big Rosh Yeshiva. You're one of those guys that everyone's, and you also, don't, please don't ask me about it. So all these guys need a boost. It's so funny. You know?
Somebody said over
a blue bit.
He said, rub me a
liquid.
Rub me a very close to Abchaim. He said over the ears of Abchaim. Also, the Yetzahar has to. We all the Yetzahar has to send the gas. He said, Spadig Morgan to talk. Chaim, like a dog. Call a God, a Mechavay, God, a man, a shoot, take him a shmai.
He said that? You hear that? It was Kedai to hear this, Rabbi Burstein. Rav Chaim said, "Kol agol mechavei." Yeah, it's not pushing. Rav Scheinberg was going in the street with Rav Mendel Rabinovich, and the preachers were all over the place. By the way, we used to go to the Kaisel. I learned Rav Scheinberg. Rav Altusky used to make a whole tumult. By the way, they say Rav Asher Elieli, the reason why he was zeicha was he used to take a taxi. He would take a taxi al zbach, not to get on a bus, but he took a taxi. And that Rav Altusky used to encourage the guys to do these type of things. And, who?
Now it's not care. Now he's on the bus.
He does? Why?
They say he's always reading and learning, so he doesn't need to be in the
taxi
or bus.
He doesn't, why? He doesn't see anything. That's what happened to Rav Scheinberg. We used to go in, Rav Altusky used to tumble. Rav Scheinberg, oh, there was peace, I didn't notice. Rav Scheinberg never knew what was flying. However, there is a story. I would say Rashid, I'm not going to say his name. Privately, I'll tell you. A gadol at Tzadik Yisrael Deilim. I was with him on the train. And I wanted to watch, how is he going to deal with this? And he was leading and learning. He sat down smack between two ladies. And he takes out and he starts learning. I saw his, what's going on? Like after he's learning a few minutes, he took. He jumps up. That's the real way to go, Rabbi Yisai. You want to know how you do it? That's the thing to do. I didn't know. Now, Sheinberg once told Mendel Rabinowitz, and they were going in one of these streets. He grabs him, Mendel, he closes his eyes, Kim, let me gang. Mendel. So Mendel said, and what about me? He's put us a tayit. Mendel, you gotta know you. Oh, but what's up for me? He told him that. Is that something? So everybody, you know. Anyway, they say Reb Gershon used to go berserk. He used to sit on the. He's going back and forth 200 times. I hold taking off your glasses. I don't do it enough. I hold, take off your glasses, Alsterprat. Even if there's nobody there, take it off, Alsterprat. This is the Kiddush Hashem. Take off your glasses. So you'll look strange. And they're going to call you Frafrumt. That's great. Oh, I'm Frafrumt. That's right. I wanted you to say that. If he's a frum guy, see, he takes off his glasses. So you get some of his Yenis. You know what his chus it is? By the way, there used to be a guy who used to come to this Vad. He once couldn't figure out a Rajba for a week. With his chavrusa, he was sitting to go meshuga. And one day he was passing by, you know, and while he turned away, and he says, hey, Bishop, I need that Rajba. He came in, boom, the Rajba. He used to come in every week. He used to daven while he had a sinasai, and he looked away, and he got whoever he wanted. You want to become a millionaire? Try it out. Anyway. But I know a woman who did something major, I don't know what, but something major. The Elam who knows the woman say she taka needed work. Whatever, in Sneas, she did something to be machazik in Sneas. She has a kid who was off the derech, he came on. He, right afterwards, he became from. So I pasha that stuff. That's a very chashuva. That whole sugya is very a lot of. There is somebody here in Lakewood who has a lot of stories. His Rebbetzin, they say, he told ladies, do something that's near and watch. You need a yeshua, do that. Now, I would recommend, I don't speak to ladies, but I would tell them, for a lady to be a little more tznias, for ladies, Chazal say, cautious, elusive, the itzim, and the gabra. I'm not talking. The Litvaks don't talk about sneers, but I talk about COVID all day. That's the bazillion that they'll call you far from. You know what schai you're going to get if they say you're too from? You know what schai you're going to get far from? It's delicious. Call me some, you know, okay, if you can handle it, might be too much. Anyway, so I want to get back to Haman. Now, when Esther, listen closely, this mice is not normal. Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm getting back to that. Now, here's the story. Now, how would you like it if Esther, a Nevi'ah, Tzadikas Gemura, is suddenly brought into Achashverosh's palace? You know, Chazal say what he looked like. Forget about the Ruchniyistika issue. Chazal say Achashverosh was heavy like a bear. He had hair like a bear. And he didn't have menucha like a bear. He was like an American, always moving. You know, says Akati, Abdi Achashverosh Anan. We're all. What else cover? Really? Wow! It's not great. No, she falls into him. What that happened? What would you say? I would rice clear. I would make a Tisha B'Av. Esther married Achashverosh? It's a Shrek. Now what does Mordechai do? He says, something good is going to come out of this. That such a tzaddik is something good. And I tell you, his betochen has a lot to do with the Yeshua. He saw only good. And what happened? From such a maisa mechua, you're comfortable with the whole Megillah story? And Esther, and lives happily ever after, unquote, with Rasha Marusha, who was a bigger anti-Semite than Haman, and she stuck with him? You like that story? I don't know about you. I'm always very uncomfortable with the whole Purim story. I'm uncomfortable with something else also. With Adla Yoda, the Rambam says, it's impossible to eat Oyver Hashem if you're a shikar. You can't. The shikras is the worst. It's Shrek. And Tzutz HaChashveru, the shikras, the Maharal says, shikras, wine is Yalala, light. Wine messed them up. Nayach, wine, worst thing. And suddenly, Adla Yoda yet. Does that make sense? I still don't stop it. Whatever pshat you're going to say, Adla, you're supposed to get shikra. People ask me, what's the Avodas Hazman, a Purim? What's the, they want to hear my brainstorm. How am I going to deal with Purim? I says, Adla Yoda. That's my, get shikra, come on. Have some fun. Anyway, there's a Meister, Reb Nosson told me, Meister, Bitzel Pet, Reb Naftali Amsterdam, Reb Sosalot used to get that drunk. You know that. They say the Gun used to get that drunk. And right after Purim was over, he said, Ad Khan, he was, no hangovers. Here's the Vilna Gain, was the Vilna Gain. He didn't believe in hangovers. Don't give me this hangover garbage. Not yet, stop Milan. Back to the Gemara. He just, automatish, it's over. We did the job, Adla Yada. Okay, we finished. Now let's go learn by the, by him, it wasn't a problem. But whatever. So Solata used to, was under the table. And from Tony Amsterdam says, whatever. I want to have your midas. I want to have Shurish Avodah's heart. And I wanted the cup of the Shagasaya. And he said, no. Your midas, your cup, and your leiv. That's what you need. I heard this from Nelson. Stories. Anyway. So don't. I say, Reb Chaim Kanevsky is not here. But it's time. They're looking for a Malamakum. And I hold that the whole Olam should hold. I hold. Everybody should hold. I think I'm the man. I hold. I'm the next one. After Reb Chaim is Ishtar, I'm telling you, you know, guy, he's one of my big chassidim. He goes around all day saying, Abishta, you know, I'm the next man after Reb Chaim. So let's get it moving. He talks like that. You know, I want to tell you something. It says, oh, he's my son, Yikar. You know, Misha Amal Chavit Bikarai. The Lashon Yikar means Chavit, right? So we have the same Lashon. By him, Muhammad, it means, look what a great guy he is. Amal Chavit Bikarai, he's on the horse, and everybody's bowing down to him, and he's there. That's called Chavit in his world. In our world, it means wearing tefillin. Yikar means tefillin shereish. Yikar. So the Gemara is like this. We all believe in Chavit. The only thing is, either get handouts, you know what you see. Can you give me some covet, please? Hold around. Can I have some covet, please, from you too? You need the whole world. You're desperate. Do you like me? Did I make a good impression? You're busy with the whole world masking to you. They hold from me. Oh, even those guys. Oh, you know, the guy tells me, the guy finished Shas. He knows color tater cooler. He's a tzaddik. And he sees me giving out my Bitacha weeklies. He says, Mandel, you need that? You're ready. It's over. You made it to the Yated. You're ready. It's over. You have to do this. In other words, it's interesting the way he sees things. I see Daflat and Musuk to get a little way, a different way of thinking. He holds, I made it. Like, that's it. What are you doing? If you made it in the newspapers, they're all talking about you soon. It's done. You know, if your whole life is COVID, I got COVID. So he made it. I don't hear the whole thing. I'm from Novartis. I don't know what he's talking about. I hold COVID is zich. You give yourself COVID. Put on those tefillin and enjoy being alone with the Eibishter and say, I'm the best guy in the world. And don't wait for the whole Olam to be maskim. I don't need their opinions. I know how great I am. I'm not Haman who needs the whole world to say that he's a great guy. I don't need. You want to be Haman? You walk out of Purim. You want to walk out of Haman who's sensitive? You want to be a sensitive guy? I say, everybody, Paskin, I am not sensitive. Even though you are. Well, you know we are. Say, I'm not sensitive. I did this with my class. The kids, they turned around, not solving like crazy. They're always fighting. Kids are kids, the sister, and this one, the brother, this one. So I tell them, decide from now on, I am not sensitive. Give yourself a new stempel. It's up to the way you see yourself. True or not true, don't get involved in truth. I'm not into that. Suya Baklal. Say, I'm not sensitive. And that's it. Because Mordechai, you want to walk away, Mordechai, Haman was sensitive. He didn't bow down. How can you do that? And by the way, he's very popular, Haman. It says, Oyavov, three times. And that is Chachamov. That's why I don't like smart people. So we're going to have Chanukah. We're going to have, you see, Chanukah. Jack, you did a job on me. So we're going to have, Pesach. So we're going to have, so all Jacks are shuld. Jack, genug. Anyway, so we're going to have Pesach. And there's going to be one normal person in the whole family, the Chacham, the Tam, the Sheni Delisha, and the Rasha. That's the family. Oh, there's one Chacham. And who do they make the most fun of? The Chacham for the Manishtana. Well, he's the only normal guy in the whole family. And they melt makes fun of him. What's going on here? Is that nice? You have some nachas, enjoy it. So I say, Pshat, when it comes to believing in Hashem, the Tom is the best guy. Because he's not so smart. The smart guys are in trouble. Guess who told Haman the great news? If you started falling, now you're finished. Who told him? Zeresh v'chachamov. They were all called Oyavov three times. Rebellabai has something like that. He called Oyavov all the time. Suddenly, chachamov. It takes a big chacham to tell a guy you're dead. That's why I had a chayla masukah and I had met last night to bring me to the house. And I brainwashed them to stop being smart. You want to save this guy's life? Well, the doctor said, yeah. Put on the blinders like they taught me in Nevada. I'm a thumb. He's getting better. So Solanta says, when Seichel stops, the talking begins. Don't be smart. Be a Tumim. A Chachamav. And that's why, that's the mentality of a Haman. You don't tell a guy you're dead. Give him hope. I hold, if they would have been a mensch to Haman and told Haman there's hope, Rahman al-Hassan, who knows? I'll tell you a true story. They once, the Yidden were in trouble, and they had to take the Aron Kodesh into battlefield because the Plishtim were attacking them. And they had to take it in. They took, and as soon as the Plishtim saw the Aron Kodesh, they went berserk. They were scared stiff, and they wanted to run until one Plishti got up, and he said, wait a minute, don't be so scared. Plishtim! Get back and fight. They weren't Miyayish. Push them. Rishayim. They weren't Miyayish. Guess what happened? They won the battle and they captured the Aron Kodesh. They got into trouble afterwards. Different story. How did that happen? You're not Miyayish. You're not Miyayish. That's what happened. Haman, it takes a chacham. Well, the chacham, well, you have to face reality. I was once in the hospital. Two doctors came. Tell me about my condition. And each one was getting me a whole drush of why I'm dead. Like each one had his own nusach. One had it, this is wrong, that wrong. And I walked out of there like, and I spoke to somebody, a friend of mine. He says, well, these guys have to show that they're smart. I mean, all these smart people that know the details. The less you know the details, I won't save someone's life. And because I didn't know the details. Later, I found that his whole body shut down. If I would have known that, but I thought it was there, but not that big. Anyway, we're starting now. We begin. Okay. Benny Bonham Shalom. Look, Shikras is stupid. It's crazy. Admit them all. It's a mitzvah. How did that happen? She's falling at the hands of a Rasha, and the breast, guess the bracha comes out of it. Suda's Purim.
It's an Aveira. Suddenly it's the biggest mitzvah. The whole Purim, he's called a Yehudi. Yehudi means David, Chazal say. David came Yehudi. Because David saved the life of Azayda Shemi Megera. Shemi Megera is the biggest mechutzif in the world. He spat at David Barabim. He threw rocks at him. And what does David say? I like that man. Don't kill him. We're going to use him. He uses him for his son's Rebbe. Shlomo Melech's Rebbe was Shimi Megera, the Mechutzev, who was Mordechai Zayda also. So he got two good things out of him. First, he got a son, a tutor, and you can't get a tutor for a crown prince because a prince looks at the tutor, you're going to tell me what to do? Tomorrow I'm king. You better watch it. You can't. You need a Mechutzev. When David saw that Shimi Megera was a Mechutzev and he wasn't afraid of a king, he threw rocks at a king. He said, you're perfect. You're the man I'm looking for. He took him for his son's tutor. He was the best tutor in the world. Shimon Megera. And right after Shimon Megera was dead, Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Pari, which caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because I'll say. Because David knew how to channel a bad guy would make him good. And what else? That's why David gets credit for Mordechai. Mordechai got the chutzpah from the Zayda against Haman. And David himself, Shmuel and Rav didn't want him. Yad Meini! You look like Esav. Don't worry, I'm going to channel that into good. The whole story, all over the place, is you got something bad? We'll make good use out of it. Everything bad you did in Aveira, you'll do chill, you'll be ahead of everybody. Okay, anyway, now we go. That's why B'nai Baruch, the Torah, or Yeruchim says a Berdik Shmuz, dirt, what grows Zevel, produces the best crops. All the dirt in your life is going to turn around. Don't be in a small from it. All the tragedies, all the virus, don't be in a small. They bought them, shall hum and lum the Torah of Nebrach. Someday it's going to be just the opposite. Just say Gamzul the Torah. That's very important. Okay, we start.